You can grab your glass pipes and light it up the torch. You can freebase that beach till the bottom is scorched. But if I stab my ass pipe with the right kind of torque, I get the whole instant cleaner without using a fork. Strolling around the block and have a smoke on the porch. Slamming back, rolling rocks like Sunday morning at George. Rolling down the street, pooing coke in the Porsche. Cram a crack work up my ass like, George. You think that's psychotic? Don't wanna hear your story. Every single narcotic is a suppository. Don't test my pills and powders, no need to inspect them. The best test kit for doubters is the human erectum. You don't need bites, straws, and needles, let me show you the proof. Why don't you bend over a little, let me give you a boost. Why, I tell you, that's a high, that's sure to linger. Come a little closer and smell my finger. What kind of drugs you got in there? Oh, stupid, no cocaine, no problem, I'll be able to bolt it. You'll find the thug pins not to store or inject. It's my veins, not my anus, that I got to protect. The worst confession, that leech ain't bring no paraphernalia. But no, hold up, the finger's always there if those fail ya. The first lesson I teach when gringos come down south, the butthole is basically a second mouth. Dumb how bitch killed the bomb at her famous clubhouse. Slick to her a Mickey Mouse, she's quiet as a mouse. Bought her exit easy cause I'm trained in judo. She was stumbling around like her brain was on Pluto. She was out of control, the senorita was crazy. She kept swinging her arms, I had to duck like Daisy. Good thing I wear gloves and my fingers are rinses. Goth don't need much, they diss me princess. Spoofing made me horny and I was all in the luck. Double teamed her with my bird friend Donald Puck. Flew her back home on my jet cause I'm a real nice guy. On my own personal airline, Spanish fly. When I boost cocaine I like to dress in flannel, like you always saw me on the Disney Channel. With a hoot and a mane, I'd be horny as a horse. Rode Mr. Ed five times, hee haul, of course, of
course. Do you think that it's a good thing that people are allowed to have guns, or does that kind of freak you out?
Yeah, the whole gun thing in the States, I mean, again, I don't want to get political or whatever, but it's just, you know, that's one of the reasons I admire Canada, is because you guys just, like, don't have guns. Yeah. And I'd be fine with that. I know people are like, oh, but it's in our Constitution, it's the Second Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Good, but you know, we don't have to form militias to fight the British anymore, so I'm just not really sure why, but you know, I don't know. I'm not a big gun fan myself personally.
Well, with my parents, they had started a fire, and I guess the flue was closed. Oh. They went to bed, and they never woke up.
Gorsh!